This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Supporters of Myanmar's military and the political party it backs held small rallies Monday to celebrate the ousting of the government of Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy party. Suu Kyi's party won a landslide victory in last November's elections, humiliating the opposition. The military said it staged its takeover Monday, during which it detained Suu Kyi and other officials because her government would not address its allegations of widespread voter fraud and other election flaws. Since then, Myanmar's government agencies in charge of air travel says it has stopped all passenger flights in the country. The United States late Sunday responded by warning the Myanmar military to reverse course. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition and will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed. Somalia's government denounced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu Sunday night, which left 9 people dead. Mohamed Nurgalal, a well-known retired general and former defense minister, was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique. The hotel, located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu and the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the attack. Police said all 4 Al-Shabaab militants who stormed Hotel Afrique were killed. A car bomb exploded near the hotel early Sunday, beginning a shootout between the militants and security forces. This is the